DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And hearing on the news this morning, the tension in the Middle East has escalated following that attack on Israel by Iran. The UN has called for countries to step back from the brink. The White House has said that the US won't join in any retaliatory strikes on Iran, a statement that was echoed by the UK Foreign Secretary Lord David Cameron this morning. Joining me to talk about all of this is Fawaz Gurges, who's Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science. Fawaz, good morning. And welcome.
Good morning.
Now, it does seem as if everyone pretty much was prepared for this attack from Iran. They had indicated an intention to do something in retaliation for the killing of its military personnel in Damascus. But perhaps the scale of their response was surprising.
Yes. I mean, I think it was surprising for many of us. It was a significant attack. It involved more than 300 drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles. But I think what Iran was trying to do was to deliver a big message. It really, Pat, it was all about restoring Iran's deterrence. Israel, in the past couple of years, it has been assassinating Iran's top scientists, commanders, diplomats. I think the attack on its consulate in Syria, which is a diplomatic landmark, represented a strategic escalation, a provocation on the part of Israel. It was seen as an attack on its sovereignty, on the Iranian state. And I think the Iranian leaders wanted to really send a message loud and clear, and they did. But what I think we need to take into account for your listeners, Iran does not really want a direct war with either the United States or Israel. So it really telegraphed its attack in the past 10 days. In fact, 72 hours before the attack, Iran informed the Americans and the Saudis and the Turks and the Emiratis informed them privately that it was planning to attack Israel, to retaliate for Israel's attack on its consulate, because obviously Iran did not really want to exact any kind of civilians or to kill civilians or to disrupt the air traffic in the countries. So even though it was significant, hardly any civilians or no civilian was killed, and little material damage in Israel itself.
Yeah. The question of whether or not Israel knew or Iran knew that the Iron Dome and other defense systems, including planes operated by the United States and the United Kingdom and perhaps even France, that they would effectively take down most of the missiles that were coming in. Presumably Iran realized that would be the case.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think the Iranians are not dumb. They're not stupid. Iran is a calculating, realist, rational actor. Iran is not a colonially constructed state. Iran in international relations, but we say when we talk about defined state, Iran is a state, is a state, is a state. It has always been a state, one of the oldest nation states in the world. Regardless of who governs Iran, whether the Shah of Iran or the clerics or the post-clerical regime in Iran, Iranian leaders define themselves, have a particular definition of themselves as a regional superpower. They have a decision-making process. Iranians don't really take unilateral decisions like some Arab states on individual leaders' emotional. They have a security council, the decision was taken, and they realized that Israel has one of the most sophisticated air defense systems. And the Americans in the past 6 months, as your listeners know very well, They have a great deal of military assets, the British, the French. In fact, the Americans in the past 10 days, they have moved major air defense systems into the area, along with the British and the French, not to mention the Jordanians and probably America's allies in the region play the major role in downing some of the Iranian weapons. All I'm really trying to say, while the attack itself was significant because it was designed to please the domestic audience inside Iran and also to tell Iran's friends and enemies that Iran will dare to stand up, that Iran will take the challenge, the Israeli challenge, but at the same time, they not really want to provide a trigger, a spark for either a war with Israel or the United States. And the Americans say so. This is not, an academic saying so. The Americans have repeatedly said Iran does not really want all-out war, either with Israel or the United States. And that was the context of what Iran did yesterday.
The difficulty is you've got a war cabinet in Israel, which will probably feel that it must respond in some way. You've got a prime minister in Israel who feels that all of this escalation, the show of force with its allies, the United States and the United Kingdom, and as you say, to a lesser extent, Jordan, that this has kind of bound the United States more closely to Israel than appeared to be the case in recent weeks because of the operation in Gaza.
Well, look, Pat, thank you so much for giving me, I really enjoy your program because you give me time to provide the context, and I appreciate that. First of all, if history serves as a guide, Israel will most likely retaliate and retaliate in disproportionate manner. This has been the security policy of Israel since the birth of the state in 1948. Is if somebody slaps Israel on the wrist, Israel basically shoots him in the heart. That's how it is. I mean, for every Israeli, 10 or 20 or 30 Palestinians or Arabs. So do I expect Israel to respond? Probably 60%. But the reason why I am a bit optimistic this time, the reason why I feel that Israel will not escalate further, because Israel realizes that it cannot take Iran on its own, that without the Americans and the British and other regional allies, Iran could really bloody Israel's nose. Iran is a big state. It has major capabilities. It has allies, local allies in the regions that who matter. Hezbollah in Lebanon, the militias in Iraq, the Houthis in Yemen. Iran could mobilize up to 3 million, 4 million men and women in a fight against a state in Israel, 8 million people or so. And I think in this particular sense, it seems to me all the signs, all the messages coming from Washington, the Americans also do not really want a wider war in the Middle East. And Biden reportedly told Netanyahu, you have a victory, take it home and sleep on it. We have to wait and see in the next couple of days whether Joe Biden exercises any influence on Netanyahu and his war cabinet. Again, in the past 6 months, the Americans have failed to use any leverage to influence Israel decisions, whether on civilian casualties in Gaza or even on humanitarian aid. So overall, it seems to me, I'm a bit optimistic that the first round between Israel and Iran has ended. Each one got 1 point but we have to wait and see what happens in the next 48 hours.
Fawaz, thank you very much for joining us. That's Fawaz Gerghes, Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.